Hi, welcome back to Radio or Not. I'm Nicole Sandler, doing my best to make sure that, well, at least the spirit of LA's KSCA lives on. And, well, also doing my best to breathe new life into these boxes of tapes that have been sitting, probably deteriorating a little bit more each day. So I want to make sure they live on. And, well, it's fun for me as I've been out of radio for a while now, and at least I get to, do what I love doing. Okay. Well, today we're going to get to part two of this wonderful Steely Dan interview. Yes, I was lucky enough to spend some time with Walter Becker and Donald Fagen in the studio where they recorded Two Against Nature to do the world premiere broadcast for the album that went on to win the Grammy for Album of the Year. As you can tell, I found them funny and charming, and I walked out of that studio on such a high. Definitely one of the high points of my career. So in just a moment, we'll get to it. Part two of the unedited Two Against Nature world premiere broadcast on a podcast on Radio or Not. Well, since I am doing this all myself and paid the ASCAP and BMI fees to stay as legal as possible, I figured I would take a moment to do a commercial for my own business, okay? I have a video production business called Legacy Video Productions, where I take your old photos and home movies and slides and immortalize those as well and produce wonderful videos that you can share with your family and friends, and it allows your family stories to live on for generations to come. So check that out at legacyvideo.tv. Not only do I do that, but now I've expanded into a new photo business whereby you can upload and store all your digital photos and all your old, I guess they're analog photos as well, for free forever. So for more information, check out legacygroup.myphotomaxusa.com. Sign up for a free account, get 20 free 4x6 prints and one free 8x10 as well, and help support my efforts here at Radio or Not. About midway through the program, I'll probably break in, have a fun commercial for my business. I hope you'll bear with me. All right. Right now, though, let's get to it. Part two of Steely Dan on Radio or Not. We're back. It's Steely Dan's world premiere of Two Against Nature out this Tuesday, February 29th, Leap Day. Now, in addition to your new album, there's another Steely Dan project in the works, sort of. I'm not sure what your involvement with it is. It's the soundtrack to Me, Myself, and Irene, a new Farrelly Brothers film, that with bands covering Steely Dan songs.
Yeah, the Farrelly Brothers are apparently Steely Dan fans from way back, and they called us up and wanted to know if we'd be willing to have a lot of our group of our old songs covered by various bands to use as part of a soundtrack for this film. And it seemed like an interesting idea, so we're interested to see what they're going to do with it.
Do you have any involvement in the bands or what songs they're going to do?
No, not really. They've sent us some
We offered to consult.
Yeah.
But so far, we haven't really gotten any major phone calls, you know, about it.
I think they ended up paying us not to consult in the end.
I think maybe there was something to that. I think you're probably right.
They realized, you know, they'd be better off without, you know, just sort of our blessing, but not our actual help.
I don't know why, because we had a lot of really great ideas, you know.
Like?
You know, that's where the compensation comes in, you know.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I can't just like give out the ideas.
I understand.
I mean, what would I have left? You know,
really, that's right.
We'd be like.
What about our relationship with the Farrelly Brothers? We'd be violating a confidence.
I know.
That's true.
And what is your relationship with them?
Well, we've talked to them on a phone a few times. You know.
Did you see something about Mary?
I've seen.
Sure,
something
I saw
about
part
Mary.
Of it.
Uh-huh. Donald's seen certain parts of it.
Do you get their sense of humor? Because I hear you guys can be kind of funny.
I know you've seen no instance of that tonight.
No, not at all.
we get it.
Yeah, there's some funny jokes in there.
You know, that thing with the dog, we all liked, everyone liked that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A little derivative, but, you know, they're getting better.
So you'll just be surprised when the soundtrack comes out and hear all the new...
No, we've heard some of them. I mean, I've heard roughs of some of them. I don't know if... I think Donald actually declined... Didn't want to hear them, wanted to be surprised.
Well, not right at that moment.
Not at that particular moment.
Well, there have been all kinds of interpretations of your songs, from jazz artists to, like, Smash Mouth.
There have been a few. There's been a few. And, you know, this, I would say, probably, you know, in one fell swoop will, you know, multiply the existing interpretations of our songs by 90s artists, you know, mm-hmm. by a factor of about
there,
five.
It's usually rap artists who, you know, sample our grooves, you know, but they're actually, as far as actual coverage of songs, I think that's somewhat rare mm-hmm. because of the personal nature of the lyrics and the, you know, the difficult chord changes and that sort of thing.
How do you feel about some of these rap artists sampling your songs? Have you heard a piece of one of your songs pop up in...
Yeah, there's sure. been quite a few of them. Sometimes they do interesting things with the information, you know.
Mostly they just use a little tiny little sliver of the beat or something like mm-hmm. that. You know, it doesn't really, what they end up doing doesn't reflect too much on what we did in the first place, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just a little bit of tempo, really, that they use in most cases, I'd say.
I'm looking for dance beat, you know.
They use a riff, you know, repeating riff or something like that.
Every once in a while there's a clever fellow, you know. Who does a real cute thing, you know, that you wouldn't expect.
Right. There's a song on the new album that reminds me of one of your older songs, My Old School. And when I heard What a Shame About Me, I mm-hmm. kind of thought that in some ways that's the continuation or it's another way of looking back and reminiscing.
Well, that's interesting. And you know, the...
There's even a reference.
Lyric, there's mm-hmm. a lyric reference yeah. in there that sort of supports that idea.
So we'd have to go along with that.
All right.
Yeah, we're sort of, you know, down by law with that, I guess, since mm. we sort of...
Put that in there.
Yeah, put that in there.
Yeah.
All right, why don't we listen to it? What a Shame About Me from the new Steely Dan album, Two Against Nature.
Okay, did I mention the Swedish ginger cookies, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Coming out with something new. This is Lower Broadway, and I'm talking to a ghost. Take a good look, it's easy to see. What a shame about me. What a shame about me. Shame.
What a Shame About Me, brand new. I was about to say brand new world class rock. Sorry, going into my disc jockey mode. What a Shame About Me, brand new music from Steely Dan from Two Against Nature. We'll be back with more Donald Fagen and Walter Becker. What do you do with all those digital photos you've taken? Store them on your hard drive, back them up to CD? What if your hard drive crashes? And then you can't find the backup disk. This happened to me. And I lost all the pictures I took on my trip to adopt my daughter from Kazakhstan. Needless to say, I'm devastated. Don't let this happen to you. Let me help you store all your photos for free forever and preserve, organize, share, and enjoy them. Just go to legacygroup.myphotomaxusa.com or click on the link from radioornot.com and open your free account and get 20 free 4x6 prints and one free 8x10. Don't lose your most precious possessions. Safeguard them for you, your children, your future grandchildren. And if you're interested in owning your own business, click on the Opportunity tab at that website and start taking control of your life. LegacyGroup.myphotomaxusa.com or just click on the link at radioornot.com. Picture book from the Kinks off of the Village Green Preservation Society CD. Buy it on Amazon.com. Welcome back. We're with Walter Becker, Donald Fagen, Steely Dan for the world premiere broadcast of Two Against Nature. Now, many Steely Dan fans have probably visited your website, SteelyDan.com, but if they haven't, I highly recommend it. Many, many hours of entertainment there. I'd say Steely Dan is Y2K compliant. You guys have really gotten in there and taken advantage of this new medium.
Well, when we first started doing it, we immediately realized that this was sort of the perfect place to publish in a funny sort of way, sort of running gags that we've had going, you know, when we're working or when we're hanging out or something for years. And so we just sort of type them up and sling them up there. And it got to be a pretty good, a productive process for us, if you can consider, you know, the kind of thing that we're putting up there is, you know, a worthwhile product.
I mean, we you know, I think we started with liner notes, which we've written for albums, and you know, we've always, you know, because of the hype that you're subjected to in the music business, we figured we started out sort of hyping ourselves in a way with a little humor, and I think the website gives us another outlet for that, and it's a good place to dump stuff that's not really a song or something that we're maybe all that serious about, but it's fun for us to do. It's like when we're writing songs, you know, we'll take a break and write a poison pen letter to somebody or something, and you know, and then throw it on the website, you know,
or make a promotional offer to Dean and
DeLuca. That's right, or limited time only. You know, one of the things that happens when you are successful to some noticeable extent as an artist is that, you know, things tend to turn into big productions. You know, you're not just writing a song for the sake of writing a song. You're writing a song as part of an album, and then you're going to do the album, and it's going to take a big long time, and then you're not going to go just play in a club. You're going to go and do a huge tour, you know, across three continents and so on. So and that can be a problem in that you don't sort of have the avenues to do things just sort of quickly in a lighthearted way, or you know, in the way that, in a playful way, and the website's sort of good for us for that, you know.
And also I think it feeds back into the songs in a way too, because whether we try to pay attention to it or not, there is a certain amount of pressure, you know, putting out an album after 20 years. And it's true that we've never really written for audience, really. We write to amuse ourselves, really. It is difficult, you know, knowing that, well, you know, what if one of these songs isn't, incredible quality that people expect, you know, and I think by the writing stuff for the website, we can get back in the mood of just kind of, you know, having fun with it, and it makes the songwriting process maybe less serious and less dire, you know, because you know, you tend to fall into bad habits when there's expectations.
It also gives you another avenue of communication with the listeners, where it used to be you'd put out an album and go on tour, and it was kind of one way, and now it gives you a side venue, sort of, for your stuff to get out to them, and that you can show your less serious side, and for them to come back to you also. The day after the album comes out, you could have instant feedback from your longtime fans.
Yeah, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, certainly we've already had a considerable amount of that from people who have, you know, either heard a song played on the radio or heard a song on the web in terms of a promotion or something like mm-hmm. that, and you know, the it's very true, and it's sort of because it's the way the internet works, it's possible to have a kind of sense of intimacy in communicating with people back and forth, and sort of let them have a little window on what's going on. But it's not something that where you sort of lose control and lose the ability to still remain obscure in ways that you want to, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of suits us in that way too, I think.
And it also allows you editorial freedom to, you know, to comment on the AOL buyout of Time Warner,
exactly,
and have some fun with it.
Things that we have, you know, absolutely, you know, we're completely unqualified, you know, to have an opinion on in any way, shape, or form, you know. But that's the
like
beauty.
The Hall of Fame, for instance. You know,
the Hall of Fame is another example. But see, that's the beauty of the web, right?
You know, absolutely, absolutely. And I think you guys make great use of it.
I've
had many hours of enjoyment on there, and I still haven't gotten through the whole thing.
You know, a good lawyer, by the way.
No, I really don't. The album is called Two Against Nature, and that is the title track. Why is that the title track?
Well, let's see. Two Against Nature. I guess the two is Walter and myself, and nature. I think we're mostly talking about human nature, although a lot of especially I notice Europeans think we're like anti-environment or something like that. But nature is really, it has to do with art versus nature. It has to do with overcoming obstacles that nature supplies, like you know, getting older and dumber and maybe not having as many ideas as you did when you were, you know, 19. And
well, we still have lots of ideas. They're just not as, you know, they're just maybe we can't have the same good ideas again that we had when we were 19.
Right, because
that's the,
you know,
problem.
It's like
how many good ideas are you going to
have?
Well,
it's been said that some, you know, artists basically have only one good idea, and they just kind of, you know, have variations on it. You
well,
know?
So what was our good idea? That's
whatever it is. We're still dining out on it, and it's on Two Against Nature.
This song, I actually hear a bit of Supernatural in there.
Like, right, that's right. Well, then that was sort of part of the
part of the conceit.
Part of the conceit was that, you know, the nature we were talking about was, you know, fraught with, you know, supernatural demons and you know, mischief makers, and
the demons being, you know, metaphors for all the obstacles that are placed in your path. And we also the song we're also advertising to help other people with their demons as well, especially our fans. I like to think, you know, it's like
sort of a love letter from us to our fans.
Yeah, it's like almost like we wish we, you know, if we had an 800 number or something and they could call us and we'd like be in their living room, you know, 24/7, you know.
But they can just go to the website.
Or a 900 number.
Yeah.
That way it'd make a few dollars up.
Right.
Yeah.
Two Against Nature, Steely Dan.
Thank you.
second one. And they brought a little Garu, Gary Gary, Frank and Jack, and what a gonna hustle be. Beautiful housewife, deep distress, especially you deserve the very best. Two against nature, they got that stuff. Good things happening, and we'll see about it.
Two against nature, love this game. Love the weeds before them.
Against Nature, the title track from the brand new Steely Dan album, in stores Tuesday. Coming up, we're going to hear some live music from Steely Dan.
Live music?
We're going to play a couple tracks from the PBS. Oh,
that's right. Okay. I remember, yeah. Yeah, they told us about
you,
that.
You know you were going to play?
No, but you know, we've
yeah,
been...
I was just looking around for
800 different promotional schemes have been launched, concerning us in the last 7 days, and we've lost track of a few of them in the process.
Like yesterday, I had to sign a Stratocaster, and I don't even play the guitar.
Well, whose name did you sign then?
I signed your name.
Cool.
They're gonna have you sign a keyboard soon.
I'm perfectly willing to do it, but I'll have to sign it with just two fingers or something. That's how I play it.
Welcome back to the world premiere broadcast of Steely Dan's Two Against Nature. A few weeks ago, Steely Dan taped a show for PBS's In the Spotlight series that'll air March 1st. Have you guys done a lot of TV? Because you kind of missed the video age, sort of. The MTV thing happened.
Well, we tried to wait it out, and unfortunately, it's not
it's
quite
still
over
going
yet.
On. Uh-huh. We're still waiting, but we couldn't wait quite long enough, apparently. So.
Yeah, really. We had to get back in there, and it's still in its last throes.
So you've been mixing the performance, and how's that coming along?
Good.
Yeah, we're afraid to look at the video portion of it. We only have to deal, luckily, with the audio portion. We've seen little pieces, I guess, of the video, and, it puts you on overload,
Our plan is to swap in for the video portion of the program at the last possible minute, swap in an experimental movie from the late 60s, something that's mostly just flickering light or, animation, color, strips of color drawn directly
on the
film.
Yeah, like one of those Czechoslovakian films.
Yeah, something like that.
Right.
And so you'll have, not only will you have the good Steely Dan music, but you'll have, some really stimulating, thought-provoking
visual images.
All right. Well, luckily this is radio, so we'll just keep that in mind as we listen to a few of the songs from Steely Dan's PBS performance.
That's right.
I kicked around a lot since high school. I worked a lot of much. Keep on.
Some live music from Steely Dan from the upcoming PBS In the Spotlight series that'll air on March 1st. Check your local listings for broadcast times, as they say. Now, you guys are set for a U.S. amphitheater arena tour beginning in May.
That's
and
right.
And then on to Europe and Japan in the fall. Steely Dan in 73 called touring quits, and it took about 20 years, and you came back on the road. Why the change?
Well, that's the 20-year thing again,
you
know, that you were talking about before.
It was actually 74, so that would make it
19 years.
Mm-hmm.
Blows my whole theory.
It's kind of like that Hey 19th thing, huh?
Yeah.
You know, as it happens, between the years of 1974 and 1993, incredible advances had been made in the
field of
technology of touring rock and roll bands. And not only that, some pretty substantial economic gains had been made as well, wherein you would actually be able to make money rather than lose money the way we were doing it in the 70s.
Plus we get to headline instead of open for other bands.
Yeah, you know, we're big stars, you know, we're sort of strutting around like we own the place.
I think we're probably about medium stars, really, you know.
Well, we don't have to know that.
But we get to headline, though.
We think we're big stars, you know. We act like we're big stars.
At least we don't have to, you know, open for those Texas metal bands anymore. They were scary.
Yeah, really. They're big, some of those
Texans. Big guys,
you know?
They're big. Woo.
So touring is something you enjoy now?
Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. You know, we really look forward to it. We have a great band. We have a fairly substantial and growing book of songs to mm-hmm. choose from, so we don't get tired of playing the same things over and over again. Even some of our oldest songs, there's enough to them that's of interest to us that we can do new versions of them or rewrites of them or harmonic revampings that you know, so that you have the advantage of playing something that the audience is familiar with and yet it's sort of fresh at the same time. So we've had a great time.
That's great. I know I grew up listening to your music, and I was always heartbroken throughout high school because it was mm-hmm. Steely Dan doesn't tour. They're a studio band. They're not going to tour.
I had a tough time in high school, too. You know, it was I had to take the subway, first of all. And, essentially I had to go through three boroughs.
Oh, no.
To get, you know, I had to start
in
Queens.
Did you go to one of those special schools?
I went to Brooklyn, through Brooklyn, you know, without stopping in Brooklyn, and then ended up in Manhattan.
You think that's better? I had to ride three boroughs in my school. It was so it's deep in the farmland of New Jersey, and it was, it was like, you know, once you get up the mule, you had to swing on a vine.
Oh, wow. And, you know. Uh-huh. Well, see, and you've come through all that, and you're on the road and making, you know, former kids happy because we're all thrilled to see Steely Dan
glad
playing
to be of service.
Yeah, anytime.
We like it.
It's been a pleasure. The new
album
is called Two Against Nature. Walter Becker, Donald Fagen, Steely Dan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to talk to you, Nicole.
You too. I really didn't want it to end, but all good things do come to an end. However, we'll be back with more classic interviews, most with performances on Radio or Not, so keep checking back. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for telling your friends we're here. And thank you for checking out our sponsors' websites, LegacyVideoProductions.com and LegacyGroup.MyPhotoMaxUSA.com. Great place to store all your photos forever and not have to worry about hard drives crashing or losing those backup CDs. Okay? Thanks again for joining me. I'm Nicole Sandler, and we'll talk to you next time on Radio or Not.